Now, going on to a little bit more serious news. Yesterday, an incident at Cape Town Station Deck Taxi Rank. It was round about noon as we were finishing the show when shots were fired in that area. Six people were wounded. Fortunately, city law enforcement, a traffic officer, managed to arrest the alleged gunman. The thoughts are is that it's connected to the ongoing taxi violence, a taxi war that Cape Town is currently experiencing. So what about the safety of commuters? Alderman Felicity Purchase is the mayoral committee member for transport in the city of Cape Town. Felicity, thanks so much for joining us. We've seen taxi violence in Bauville. We've seen taxi violence in Kraaifontein, Delft. We've not seen that much with particularly within the city centre where so many commuters congregate at a particular point to get their transport to and from the city centre. Yesterday's incident must have been quite worrying for the city.
Well, yes, and of course we could see it right from where we are, it was quite traumatic for not only the people that were walking around in that precinct, but surely also for all the commuters.
What then now? I know that there are ongoing investigations with particularly the South African Police Service leading that investigation into taxi violence. The Provincial Transport Department has also been in meetings, ongoing meetings for the last few months with taxi bosses, trying to ease tensions, trying to find out just exactly the cause and looking at the broader implications. But what does this mean particularly for commuters who need to go to these busy transport hubs, like particularly Bellville Station and its taxi rank and its concourse there, looking at the station deck? Are you going to be deploying, or through the city's safety directorate, going to be deploying more security, law enforcement to those areas?
Well, the thing is that we are deploying law enforcement to the area. And unfortunately, with these sort of things, it's reactive rather than proactive. I mean, they don't seem to be particularly concerned who is around. If they want to do their assassinations, they do it. So it is a problem. We do have law enforcement officers on the taxi ranks, both Bellville, in fact, most of the big ranks at the moment, and we will be rolling those out to all the ranks. Eventually, but you know, and the fact that they were there and managed to arrest the one guy is indicative of how well they are performing. However, you know, the taxi industry is known for this sort of thing, and it is something that we have been trying for years to get SAPS to get a grip on. You know, I mean, we've had, as you mentioned, we have people that are shot. You know, they are shot in the Eastern Cape because of the rivalry running in Cape Town. But it's happening all over the country. It's the same problem elsewhere as well.
It is definitely. We had the taxi in Mbizo in Johannesburg, in Gauteng, particularly looking at taxi violence there. Should there be a campaign to draw taxi bodies together here, particularly as we go to December, as we go to the busy period where lots of people will be moving about?
So we do have a campaign. We certainly, from the province and the city, have a campaign. We are dependent for investigation and prosecution on SAPS. They did have a taxi special unit under the Hawks were investigating, but it seems to not gain traction. I'm very pleased that the young traffic officer did apprehend one of the suspects and retrieve a 9mm weapon. And I think that will help us to get to who actually is behind all of this.
And behind all of this is, from what I understand, and speaking to Bonginkosi Madikizela, speaking to members in SAPS, that the people who are sent out to do the shootings are in fact hired hitmen. The job of police is to find out who is in fact hiring them.
Well, exactly. I mean, there's actually a book called Hitman for Hire, which talks about the taxi industry and the breeding ground for assassins. It is exactly that. It is the job of SAPS, and we have to trust that ultimately good will prevail and they will do their job. but I'm not sure how much interference there is.
Felicity Purchase, she's the MACO member for transport in the city of Cape Town. If you have been around that station deck area yesterday, if you have friends, family, staff, people who are making their way to and from work in that area yesterday, if they witnessed any of that shooting, if they witnessed gang violence, taxi violence on a daily basis, and they want to talk about it, they are free to come onto the show. 021-446-0567. That is the number to dial in. Drop me a voice note even. 072-567-1567. The ongoing taxi violence in the city is now reaching worrying circumstances. It's not just now. It's been there for a long time now. I think it was round about June, July, that already 30 people had been killed since the beginning of the year when it comes to taxi-related violence in the city of Cape Town. It's going to be interesting to find out where those figures are at the moment. But drop me your call with your opinion. 021-446-0567 or 072-567-1567. It's coming up for 5 minutes to 10 o'clock. A short while ago, we spoke to Felicity Purchase, the mayoral committee member for transport, speaking about yesterday's shooting at the station deck taxi rank. As we were having that conversation, details coming in of another shooting at this moment in Nyanga. According to sources, there appears to be a fatal shooting, a taxi shooting in that area. Bonginkosi Madikizela, Western Cape Transport, MEC. Can you confirm that shooting in Nyanga this morning, Bonginkosi?
Good morning, Lester. Unfortunately, yes, I can confirm it. The shooting was actually last night, Lester, where 4 people were killed.
Wow. I know it could be broadly connected to the ongoing taxi violence that we're experiencing, not only in South Africa, but particularly in Cape Town. But is there any connection to yesterday's shooting at the station deck, to the Nyanga incident?
Look, it's still early to tell. I mean, this morning I was talking to the president of Qatar and the president of Qatar. I'm actually convening an urgent meeting today, Lester, with the law enforcement, so that I can get all the facts. Because it's very concerning that you take 2 steps forward and 5 steps backwards. Mm. And I think I must say, Lester, that the mother body associations must be able to rein in their individual associations if this relationship that we are forming has to work. Otherwise, we cannot commit ourselves as we have done as government, because I think we have done a lot to show how serious we are to deal with the challenges of this industry. But the mother bodies must come to the party. Otherwise, drastic measures will have to be taken.
We know that this time of the year people start moving about, particularly going home to other parts of the country, other provinces. The Jokabi terminus is a hive of activity. Is there any concern that ongoing taxi violence could, affect the movement of people as they're trying to move their way around the country, particularly as we're going into that festive season of the year?
It's a very serious concern. And that is why I am moving with speed to have this meeting with the leadership of the taxi industry today and police, because we have to get to the bottom of this, Lester. Remember, we are busy engaging with the industry to roll out the blue dot. I cannot see us doing that under the current conditions, honestly. Because one of the conditions for us to be able to do that is that there must be peace, because this, for us, is meant to bring stability so that passengers are transported safely. And if they cannot then rein in these elements within, their ranks, then we have a problem.
Bonginkosi Madikizela, he is the Western Cape Transport MEC, confirming that after yesterday's shooting that injured 6 people at Cape Town station deck last night in Nyanga, another taxi shooting, fatal fatally killing several people. They were trying to work on getting some more reaction, more details from the South African police, maybe try and get someone from the Nyanga community.